the Burger Forest is, it's actually a tract. It's 681 acres of, it's like the largest unpreserved, unprotected forest in the southeastern portion of the state right now. So it's important because there's 13 endangered species that live there that are endangered and threatened. And for the past 10 years, this company called Scripps, which is a biotech facility who does animal testing, has been trying to take a portion of this property and develop it along with other like residential and urban sprawl type of deal. So kind of like a planned community. And they've been trying for the past 10 years, you know, and going through different districts in the city to try and knock down 640 acres of this forest, which again, like I said, contains 13 threatened and endangered species and is also like the largest swath of unpreserved forest in this area. And so not only are they cutting this down, but they're trying to build a biotech facility there. And so basically, we've been fighting this battle like on multiple fronts. There's been tree sits, there's been legal means that have been, you know, exhausted. And about a month ago, they started illegally cutting the forest from the inside out. So it wasn't visible whatsoever, but they started getting it. And we have evidence of that, and they were still denying it. So there were people who found out about the illegal clear cutting and did things through the legal means, but also decided that we really needed to bring attention to it, you know, first and foremost. So some people decided to do a blockade where they locked themselves in front of the main access road to the forest, which brought a lot of media attention, and that was on November 7th. So basically right now they're clear cutting, and we've been fighting it for the past 10 years trying to make them stop.
And some people from Everglades Earth First looked at the land clearing permits, and you have some questions about that, right?
Yeah, so the people who are issuing these permits are the South Florida Water Management District, and so they have actually falsified permits in the past when certain people had asked for permits, you know, as proof because, you know, like I said, we're trying to exhaust legal methods as well. And so when we found out that they were illegally clear-cutting, and then we did the blockade, the same day of the blockade, somebody went down to the district to ask them for permits for the clear-cutting, and they couldn't provide any permits. And then on Monday, they were called, and permits were provided, except that the permits talked to, it was very shady. And so that it was just weird. Like the acreage that said that the amount of land that was being cleared literally said zero when like we have, you know, GPS coordinates even of like where the clear cut is and the fact that it is taking place. So the permits that we got when we requested them were really dubious.
But not everyone is opposed to this development. Supporters of the biotech project say it will bring high quality jobs to Florida, yet you still oppose it.
Yeah, so Scripps actually has a really horrible track record. I mean, they've, like, starved primates before and, you know, ones that they are vivisecting and other animals in San Diego, where they're actually based out of. And so they have, like, a really horrible track record with testing in general. And right now they only test on fruit flies and mice, but when they move here, it's likely that it'll be cats, dogs, and primates. And I actually haven't looked too much into the amount of jobs that it would bring, so I can't really vouch for that. But I mean, absolutely, we're still opposed to it, you know, because it's animal testing and it's animal cruelty, and you know, there are other means to go about that. It's also just like a slap in the face, you know. I mean, you're literally cutting down this large swath of wilderness. I mean, you know, and there's like neighborhoods nearby and like kids' playgrounds nearby, and even at a certain city council meeting that a bunch of people, you know, went to who are in support of keeping the Brigger wild, the city council members were like even admitting to the fact that this plan is insane, but that it's Coulter Group, you know, who's the developing company, and that because Coulter has like such a great track record in the southeastern United States, especially Florida, that, you know, they're going to let them do it because they're basically, you know, Coulter is in the pockets of the city council members.
You've mentioned the endangered species. There's hand ferns there. Maybe you could tell our listeners what those are, and gopher tortoises and possibly indigo snakes. What are the importance of those species?
Hand ferns are super threatened. They actually live on palms, so they live on cabbage palms. And The development company has allegedly like a plan for relocation for the hand ferns specifically, where they say that they are able to preserve about 66% of the hand fern habitat that exists there. You know, which frankly, it's a threatened species, so 66% isn't good enough for me, and it's not good enough for anybody else that I've spoken to who's opposed to this. And so this is like the flatwoods, this area and the Brigger is one of, I mean, it's like the optimal habitat for this. And, you know, with more and more land being continuously cleared right now, the hand fern doesn't really stand a chance. And actually, it's the same for the gopher tortoise and for the eastern indigo snake. The eastern indigo snake is super endangered. So is the gopher tortoise. And there's been at least 72, I think, to 75 sightings of gopher tortoise holes in the Brigger Forest. And that's only in places that they've looked for it. You know, so there's definitely gopher tortoises there. And the relocation plans for them, like they have some mild plans to relocate them to Osceola County when they knock down the forest. But, you know, it's never that easy. And gopher tortoises also create habitat for so many other creatures. Like the eastern indigo snake actually lives in the gopher tortoise burrows. The way that gopher tortoises react to the environment, it provides so much habitat for so many other species. You know, they create it. And so it's just really upsetting that, you know, because the gopher tortoise doesn't provide money for these people, but they, you know, it's just, they totally disregard it. I mean, these are other beings and they're literally clearing their homes. You know, it would be Aiken bulldozing, you know, I don't know, the mansions they live in.
And finally, Bailey Riley with Everglades Earth First. If people want to get more involved, what can they do?
Something that I definitely recommend checking out, there's a super concise, amazing website called scrapscripts.info. That's scrapscripts.info. So Scripps is the facility, so that's why it's called, you know, Scrap Scripts. And it gives you a lot of information on the Brigger Forest, pictures of gopher tortoises, multiple things, other ways that we can get involved. We have a protest here on the, actually tomorrow, on the 5th of December, and another one on the 12th of December. And then you can also visit EvergladesEarthFirst.net,